Blog Talk Radio.
This just in. DJ Khaled is on the run. I repeat, he is on the run. Khaled is wanted by an evil assailant group affiliated with censoring the powerful voice of the people. But the movement will not be stopped. Khaled, we got your back. We the best.
Rock with Junior. I am a little too big.
Cause we take it over.
One thing.
And now is the WFSO intro with your host, Hazel Flint, Artrell Jones, and Don Crow Whiskey.
We haven't got a theme on here yet.
Wait, what?
We haven't got a theme tune on here yet.
Oh, well.
We can sing one. Hey, everybody. Welcome to a WFSO Aftermath special. We are now broadcasting from our own network. It's the WFSO Radio Network. We are going to be filling up your airways with awesomeness every day of the week, except for Thursday. That's going to be a special day.
Mm-hmm.
Will you lean up off my shoulder?
I am not fully on your shoulder.
It's enough to make my arm go numb. Anywho.
Ow.
As you can see, we're the same crazy-ass host as we were before.
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to change.
Nope.
So, there's a couple of reasons why we did this. Some of you probably saw from statuses on Facebook that Tone Deaf Radio actually banned us from putting on any shows for 4 weeks. That was due to apparently we didn't pay dues, weren't kissing us when we were supposed to be, and all that good stuff. So instead of sitting there and letting 4 weeks pass and lose listeners and everything, we decided to take the initiative, saw a really good deal that we couldn't refuse, and decided that we were going to get our own radio station set up. Hopefully we can pull in the same amount of people listening to our show as we have done in the past, and that they continue to come and listen to us. But we've already got a lineup. We've already got all of our slots, except for Thursdays, taken of what shows we're going to do.
Right.
So let's just give you the rundown starting on Monday.
Okay. Monday, although the show will still be on Tone Deaf Radio, but WFSO Aftermath is going to continue on 10:30 p.m. Central Time.
Tuesdays is the Smart Split. That is a one-hour show at 10 p.m. That's going to be run.
Oh, a guy named Chris.
So that's going to be run by somebody else. It should be pretty good. For those of you in the wrestling business, you know what smarts are. But would you like to explain what smarts are?
Wrestling fans that think they know it all.
Yeah, and who don't listen to any other people's views and everything.
Exactly.
So
they
basically,
judge.
Yeah, the Smarts List is going to be a show about smarts, really. Wednesday? What's going on Wednesday? Is anything happening awesome on Wednesday nights on WFSO Radio Network?
Yeah, your show.
Me? This sweet little bee is going to have our show on Wednesday still? And it still will be Hazel Runs Her Mouth because, hey, that's what everybody's used to. And that's 2 hour show starting at 9 p.m. Thursdays are keeping kind of empty. They will be a special because with October coming up is Pregnancy and Infant Loss Awareness Month as well as Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We're going to have 4 weeks worth of shows each on the Thursday of the October dealing with those two subjects. And we'll break it down to an hour each. And they may be done at different times during the day. You're just going to have to stay tuned. If we've got, like we have upcoming, SmackDown's going to be in town. So the Thursday afterwards, which is my birthday, we will have Hazel's birthday celebration and a cap of what we got up to downtown. And any other specials that actually come up over the course of the time.
Exactly. Like, could be like a music hour, just DJ Arthur Smith just mixing up some music and stuff like that, or me just helping along with them.
Or it could even be something to like, you know, we've got friends of ours who, if anybody remembers where we let Brett take over my show, who might actually want to put on a radio show. God help us if he does, because we won't be there to censor him. But, you know, it'd just be specials that are going to be going on Friday. This one's a special one for me. It's called The Re-Up. It's the Re-Up morning show. It's at 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., not 11 p.m., even though I'm sure he could actually talk that far. A good friend of mine named Tony is going to be taking over the morning hour every Friday morning. It's like the prelude to the weekend. I will warn you, this show will be completely uncensored, if not for kids. I know Tony. I know him well. His views, he's one of those guys you either love him or you hate him. I personally think he's a great guy. I've never had any issues with what he says. When I have had issues with things that he's put down, you know, he knows that if I come and say to him, you know what, I think you're out of line with that, but I'll then tell him the reason why. I don't just say just because, just because. And that's one of the things that me and Tony have actually got in how we get along is that. And he does the same to me as well. So he's very, very, those of you, if you remember, I had a picture up when we had Matthew's memorial. He's the designer of that. He does a lot of flyers for different businesses, for nightclubs, for private parties and everything. He is a great designer as well. He's also building Milwaukee up. You know, he knows that there's talent here, and he knows there's untapped talent here, and he knows that a lot of that talent just doesn't have a way to break out. I do know that he has a special guest this Friday already, and is going to be playing some special music. But that'll be every Friday at 9 a.m. in the morning.
Okay, Friday at 9 a.m. Now listen up. Listen up to the re-up.
There you go. Listen up to the re-up. I like that. So what's going on Saturday, Shirley?
Saturday, WSSO staff member Roseville will take over the MMA hour, the hour show, starting at 2 o'clock, with his take on MMA. So this is for MMA fans. So hopefully you guys get to enjoy it. So, and plus there'll probably be some more, like, another show on that Saturday too, but right now that's yet to be determined.
What else is that on Sunday?
Okay. Sunday we have the Video Gamers Unleashed show. That would be like an hour show to talk about video games. So you guys are talking about games and stuff. And
I will actually like to point out that it may be guys talking about games, but any women out there who are gamers, please feel free to listen in, join in. Because as we know some female gamers who are equally as hardcore as some of the guys out there.
Yeah, like my cousin.
And Becky. Remember Becky we used to live with? Oh my God, Becky was, you know, big time hardcore gamer. So please, yeah, just listen in and say a few words and all that good stuff.
Right. And also on Sunday, just like after pay-per-views, we'll be just recapping the pay-per-views. So ain't no set time, like it's going to happen after the pay-per-view, like 10 o'clock, but it could go to, like a half hour, it could go to an hour, 2 hours, who knows how long this will go.
But you have to remember, when you hear our show go off the air, it does actually carry on recording, so, you know, there might be some, we have what we call like WSSO After Dark, which is when we go off the air. Blog Talk Radio actually keeps on recording, and you can download the full episode on iTunes. And if you go back and look at previous shows that we have done, there are a bunch of them that actually have like 3-4 hours where we just carried on and on and on and on and on,
right.
Basically.
Exactly.
And so you might find that on WSSO After Dark. I would say my one, if I went off, would be Hazel Gets Naughty, but after mentioning things I did on Wednesday evening, I don't think I could get any worse off the air, to be perfectly honest with you.
I don't even know what happens if you say.
Just be glad you don't, honey. Just be glad. Just be glad.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, basically what you're going to hear when we do our different shows is what you're used to already from us. The good point is now that me and AJ are our own bosses on this radio station, so I could fire him, he could fire me, we'd then look at each other and laugh afterwards and carry on as per usual. We haven't got to worry about that now. You know, and in regards to the people who are hosting shows on here, in regards to like the Smart List and the Re-Up show, you know, we're not going to control what they say and do. This is their show. It's their time to say what they want, when they want, for how long they want.
Exactly.
You know, and that's the whole thing about it is, you know what, just say it. You know, listen in. You know, those of you who've listened to my show, you know I do everything. I go in a 2-hour span. I show every personality that I have in my body, go through every topic, every emotion, and then some. And that's pretty much what we are. You know, we're not censored. We do not. We rein in a few things in the sense that we like think to ourselves, okay, do people really need to hear that? Do people really need to hear this? But a lot of times we just rein everything in and, you know, keep things a little. Thank you, AJ, for what it is.
Sorry.
keep things, you know, kind of under control. But, you know, there are times when you have to let loose. And that's basically what we are.
Right. And most of these shows are going to debut, like, this coming month. But it's going to be, like, certain days that they're going to debut.
For example, the re-up debuts September 13th. It's a Friday, which is kind of appropriate, really, for the guys' show. 9 a.m. So in 2 weeks' time.
Right. This Marshalist will debut on September 24th, so should be interesting on that as well.
What about BGU?
BGU. It's going to be around the middle of the month, so we're still going to figure that out. So hopefully by middle of this week, we're going to give y'all a time and all that stuff.
And the MMA Hour?
The MMA Hour, that's probably going to start this Saturday.
You sure Roosevelt's really going to be awake for it? We know that dude is. We have photos of that man sleeping during a pay-per-view with loud people screaming and shouting around him.
At 2 o'clock?
It's Roosevelt.
He'll be awake.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, you know, while we leave you to ponder on that, we're going to play a song. And I think that, as we talked about my show and everything, we should play a song about sex and affairs.
Oh, I already know where it's coming.
And it didn't want to play.
Yeah, creep with me.
Share a section, but
actually going to talk about is our YouTube channel.
YouTube?
Mostly Fridays and sometimes Saturdays, you'll have the Ask AJ show on there where you guys get to ask me questions or anybody here.
I can ask you a question?
Yeah. I know what you're getting at.
What?
Are you what you're going to say?
What was I going to say?
You just want me to say it, don't you?
What?
Nope, I ain't saying it.
What was I going to ask you?
Nope. Not saying it.
Why y'all not so good?
Some of that people didn't need it here.
Also, I have other questions for you. Do your boys hang low? Can you swing them to the throw? Can you tie them in a knot? Can you tie them in a bow? Can you toss them over your shoulder like a regimental soldier? Do your boys hang low?
Yeah, from the cheer, why don't you?
Trust me, you've probably heard a lot worse at school.
You've
probably heard a lot worse coming from his mum's bedroom as well, how loud she is. Dirty trout. Yeah, I could clear a room in one easy lesson. Look at this. Look, what? See? They cleared a room.
And they're leaving the building.
Okay.
So basically, you can just ask me any question, and I will say it.
I just did. You did a response. Do I have to ask you again? I'll ask you another one.
Do your
ears hang low? Can you swing them to and fro? Can you tie them in a knot? Can you tie them in a bow? Can you toss them over your shoulder like the rest of men a shoulder? Do your ears hang low?
No, they can just dance.
That's true.
Just like my toes.
I love your toes when they don't. They're so cute. Remember when I drew a face on?
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah, but Sundays, the Wrestle Fan Speak Out, the show will return this month. So this one is going to mostly be about nothing but news. The wrestling news.
News?
Yes, the wrestling news.
News?
Yes.
Does that mean which rat is screwing which wrestler?
I don't know.
Okay.
Also, you have your originals like WFSO Minute, WFSO Report, and some of our little limited funny commercials that we probably make.
We did a fun, didn't
we? Oh, yeah. And of course, there's going to be more. I just like the one that was me and the dog. So that
was hilarious.
That one will never get old. Never. But we may have some extra shows on that, so you never know.
I'd just like to point out for our food pleasure for tomorrow, we shall be receiving frozen cookie dough. That may not last until it's actually cooked because I kind of like frozen cookie dough. Haddock sticks, cherry Italian ice, pineapple orange drink.
Wait, what's haddock
sticks? Fish sticks. Haddock is fish.
Oh.
Asian style teriyaki boneless wings. You ain't having any of them, dog.
Why not?
Because she ain't. 5:30, she's still sitting around thinking I'm going to cook dinner tonight. Like hell. Okay, mac and cheese bites. I'm looking forward to those, to the mac and cheese bites. We haven't actually got anything we can have for dinner this evening. But no, mac and cheese bites.
Wait, what about the pork chop?
There's not enough for all of us.
Oh.
I got them out because I thought it was going to be three of us. But there's not enough. Then we got cheese balls, which are basically
cheese curds. Yeah.
Boneless beef short ribs, beef shepherd's pie, and lasagna roll up. Now, did you say we wanted to add ice cream to this?
Something like that.
Okay. Let's have a look at ice cream. But anyway, you carry on. I'll keep to our ice cream.
So just mainly like YouTube channel is gonna be stuff about wrestling and stuff like that. But we're probably gonna start getting into it because we already gonna talk about MMA and stuff like that from time to time. But we're thinking probably just gonna do more sports with that channel. So
Lemon raspberry frozen yogurt.
Ooh.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Sorry, you catch us right before we go shopping and everything, so we got to do our grocery list.
It's like somebody can say, like, oh, Trill, I am your father. And just be like, hey, look at that ice cream, that's so good. Like, what?
Carry on. Oh, raspberry rumble ice cream. I'm sorry. I shouldn't do a radio show when I'm hungry.
That just kind of... Yeah, it just goes quiet.
But no, carry on. You were saying.
Yeah. Yeah, you better just talk about... Because also, with the YouTube channel, we give you like information on upcoming wrestling shows.
That is very true.
So, which we're going to start doing this month as well. So we're not just going to say that, oh, there's two shows this month. There's one show and there's this other show. We're going to talk about all the independent wrestling shows that's in Wisconsin and Northern Illinois, and also...
Wherever they're going on, we get the information from, basically.
Exactly.
I've kept my tea. My lovely cup of Starbucks tea that my secret sister bought for me.
Hmm.
Sorry, I have to mention that. It's an awesome program.
Well, that's good. But, anyways.
I have another question for you that I just...
What?
It's to do with the Ask AJ show.
Mm-hmm.
Do my boobs hang low? Can we swing into a throat? Can we tie a bit about? Can we tie a bit about? Can we toss them over your shoulder like a list of men? So to do my boobs hang low?
No comment. No comment.
Here's a question.
That's true. Well, also, I do, like, yeah, that reminds me. I got to do that sometime tomorrow. I was down, you know, at the lakefront for MIAW yesterday and got to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to edit that stuff. And I know he's probably going to sell the DVDs when I'm done with it. So y'all want the Rapper Beach Jam wrestling show on DVD, that means you're going to have to talk to Angel Armani. Otherwise...
I personally have never had a problem with Angel Armani. I know there's a Fed owner out there who detests him, but, you know, I've never had a problem with him.
Right. But I'm going to start doing, like, recordings for shows and stuff like that. So it could be any type of show. It could be something you want or just anything that I can just record.
Right.
Regardless of what it is.
Okay, and while we think of what else to say for another 90 minutes.
I think we got nothing else to say. I think
we can play some music and then we'll come back. We might be able to end it early, but we've got some other things we can talk about.
Yeah, this should be good.
But we're going to play a song, and guess what I do?
Oh,
I want to love you.
Convict, music, and you know we up front. I see you whining and grinding up on the floor. I know you see me looking at you, and you already know I want to love you. You already know I wanna love you.
For the Ask AJ show.
You already know.
Money in the air, as Mofield. Grab you by your coattail, take it to the hotel. Wholesale, don't tell, won't tell. Baby say I don't talk, dog, that you told on me. Oh well, take a picture with me. What the flick gon' do? Baby, stick to me, and I'ma stick on you. If you pick me, then I'ma pick on you. D-O-double-G, and I'm here to put this on you. I'm stuck on, and yours is right. River, then them is tight. And I'ma get me a shot for the end of the night. The and yeah, baby, don't be so for life.
Spinning a couple dubs, throwing about 30 stacks in the back, making
up in the low pressure. I'm sitting in the back in the smoker section. Bird's eye, I got a clear view. You can't see me, but I can see you. It's cool, we jet, the mood is set. You're rubbing your back and touching your neck. Your body is moving, you're and jumping. You're bouncing, you're smiling and grinning and looking at me.
Girl, and while you're looking at me, I'm ready to see right up on the patio. Move the patty to the... Baby, you got a... The type I like to marry, wanting to just give you everything. And the sound of scary, cause I'm loving the way you shake it. Bouncing, got me tipping my glass. Normally don't get caught up too fast, but I got a thing for you. I see you whining and grinding up on the floor. I know you see me looking at you, and you already know I wanna love you. You already know I wanna love you. You already know.
We're back. This is really like a giant commercial.
Cool, like a giant commercial.
Hold on, I have to bust somebody out right now. I jokingly say about dinner, and so what she does is she goes and makes her some food, makes herself food and everything, and we stop. When I jokingly say I wasn't cooking dinner. Mhm. I really am not going to cook dinner now. You guys are going to have to work out what you want on your own.
Well, I'll use the rest of my money and go to McDonald's.
Hey, how could you get it all snotty and shit-faced over it?
Get it if I want to.
Really?
Yeah.
We haven't got anything. The only thing that we have is it was enough for two adults and one child, because that's all we had left because of you working.
I know, I'm sorry.
But we've got nothing really else, so... You guys have whatever it is you want. Well, but see, this is what I have to deal with people. I have to deal with people getting snotty little attitudes when I don't cook. And acting like they're 5 years old instead of grown folk.
So?
No, I meant both of you. And forgetting the fact that I'm not feeling good and everything can happen.
Are you saying about your cooking
today?
You did yesterday, before you left to go to the store. When I said I was taking a nap, as you left to go to the store, you went, you're still cooking supper, right?
Oh, did I ask that?
Yes.
Wow. If I didn't, I would do that.
So, yeah. You just have to deal with people.
Wow. I didn't.
It's like refereeing a children's home. Don't you give me that look, Artrell Jones, wrinkling your face up. But anywho, so you now know what shows are coming up for the next few months. We've got these schedules. They're going to be running for at least the next 6 months. Obviously, you know, we'll review everything as time goes on, that kind of thing. Programs are obviously subject to change. You know, life happens, let's be perfectly honest.
Right.
So we'll try and let you guys know. So on that note, I think we should just end it for the night, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Especially as our trail's trying to pretend to be tired and go to sleep.
I am tired, I'm not going to sleep.
So on that note, I have to leave us with some Usher. Because I want to. So you'll catch us all tomorrow night, 10:30 Central Time. That is 11:30 Eastern Time. 8:30 Pacific time, 9:30 Mountain time, 4:30 a.m. London time, And you guys can work out the rest. So this is me signing off, and I'll leave you with some Usher.
Not around you, I be hearing from my friends, you be asking about me.